We're up to Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ches Yud Zayin. V'ri'isi es kol ma'aseh Elokim. Okay, V'ri'isi I have seen es kol ma'aseh Elokim ki lo yuchal adam limso es ha'maaseh. A person cannot discover, cannot find ha'maaseh. Asher nasa tachas ha'shamesh, v'rashem ez zot tachas ha'shamesh, b'chol shel, even. What? B'shel, even if a person would yam, asher yamol ha'adam levak ha'esher, even if a person would try his hardest to discover, v'lo yimso. He will not succeed. V'gam im yemeh hechacham lodas lo yuchalim. So even if a wise man would say that he knows the answer, besides the fact that it's impossible to find the solution, even if a wise man would claim that he understands the matter, he would not be believed. Now, there's a lot obviously going on. Let's see the Mitzudos, a very long pasuk, Pasuk Gedalid, one piece of the pasuk at a time, according to the Mitzudos, according to Rashi, according to Targum. The Mitzudos says, "Verisi os histakalti v'hispananti es kol ma'aseh Elokim." Then, now we have to remember this pasuk simply is a continuation of the theme of Tzadik v'raloi rasha v'toivloi. That's what we had back in pasuk Yudalit. Pasuk Yudalit, according to most of the commentators, Pasuk Yudalit really starts off the idea, the theme of these psukim of I've seen a hevel tachas hashamayim. There are tzadikim asher magialin k'masei harushoim v'yesh rishoim shemagialin k'masei hatzadikim. Amarti shagam zehovel. Pasuk Yudalit clearly described the theme of tzadik v'raloi. According to a lot of what we learned so far, these other psukim, Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Tezayin, and now again Yitzad is really coming to elaborate upon that theme, the theme of Tzadik V'Raloi. So, Oz Histakalti, again one more time, the Mitzudos Pasuk Yitzayin, Histakalti V'Hispinanti, Eskol HaMaseh Elokim, V'Hiskalti Asher, I was wise to realize, Asher Lo Yuchal Ha'odam Limso V'Lodas, Anitas HaMaseh HaNaseh B'Zeh Ha'olam. So far the Mitzudos seems to be learning this as an independent thought, that I cannot find the Amitas HaMaseh. What does that mean, the Amitas HaMaseh? Well, he explains, the pasuk goes on, B'shel, Ba'avur, Asher Im Yamol Ha'odam Levakesh V'Ldas Lo Yuchal Limso. If a person tries his hardest to understand, he will fail. V'gam, V'afilu Im Chacham Levav. Even if the wisest of all men, Yechoshev Lodas, thinks that he will be able to understand the way the world works, Lo Yuchal Limsoi Imroiv Chochmoso, he will not be able to discover the ways of the world with his abundant knowledge. So what is this pasuk trying to tell us? So here's where the Mitzudos ties it into the bat, ties it into the context. Umusuv Lamaila. Okay, here's the main part of the Mitzudos. This whole pasuk is not to be learned independently. This pasuk is coming to explain the concept of simcha. Umusuv lomayla loyma, kasher samti libi lodas chochma, when I attempted to understand knowledge, very easy es ze, and I've seen that man can never fully comprehend the depth of Hashem's ways, the way the world works, that is when I came to the conclusion that in this world a person should be happy. Because without it, a person will toil and will never achieve his yearning, his goal. So what he seems to be saying here is that if a person would achieve a goal in this world, you can live in this world without simcha. Simcha is something that's only necessary as a backup plan. If a person has a goal, like you always hear people that you work and you do not enjoy what you do. Okay, you work, but so what? As long as you bring home a paycheck, that is what counts. Even though my job is miserable, suffer abuse, and the commute is unpleasant, and the people that I work with unpleasant, the goal, what is the goal? The goal is, I have no choice, I have to pay the bills, gotta pay the electric bill, I gotta pay the gas bill, I gotta pay health insurance. The work is torture. Believe me, I know about it. The work is boring. Is boring, but no, I'm not trying things I do in the afternoon. It is just very unpleasant sometimes. However, so it's unpleasant as long as you have a goal and you achieve your goal. Yotza hefseidoi b'scharai. Now that's all good and true when you can achieve your goal. Your goal is to earn, to bring home a paycheck. But if your goal is something which is unattainable, what are you doing? You're just killing yourself. You're just torturing yourself. So the truth is, when it comes to the study of Chachma, that's exactly the point. Chachma is infinite. The Rambam says, Tachlis hayidia sheyeda sheloi neida. The more you learn, the more you realize how little you know. That is the way it is. Chachma. So if a person attempts to delve in, to conquer knowledge, you will be extremely frustrated. Therefore, as a backup plan, a person has to indulge in simcha to keep him happy in this world. That's seemingly how we learn. So that's how he takes this puzzle over here. It's going back. Very easy. It's called a maaser. Easy. It's going back on. Now I told you it was going back on tzaddik v'raloi. That's not what the Metzudah says. That maybe will come in one of the Midrashim, but when it comes over here, according to the parish of the Metzudah, this Pasik Gitzayin is really going back on Pasik Tezvav. V'shibachti ani es ha-simcha. That simcha, the simcha is something which a person must. When did I come to that realization that I praised, I gave very high praise to simcha? It's when I realized that if a person will delve into chachma, the Maaseh Elokim, he will not be able to understand limtso to find it. And even if a person thinks that he is extremely wise, and he attempts to know, he also will not succeed. And therefore, a person will be frustrated. The frustration needs a solution, and the solution is a person should eat and drink, and be happy, and enjoy this world. Every pleasure that a person has an opportunity to enjoy and fails to do, he will have to give din v'cheshbon in the next world. Okay, before we go to Rashi, I want to make out one point. There's a point over here of the word nimtza. When it comes to chachma, this is something which is very interesting. Any person who is a person who is in the parnasa of giving creative speeches, Rabbanim, will tell you this is so true. A person, your best drushes, your best ideas, not only drush, anyone who is involved in academia and has to publish and has to be creative, your best ideas do not come, they come out of the blue. They come as a mitzia. You may be preparing for parshas Vayera, and while you're preparing to say a Joshua Parashas Vayera, all of a sudden a thought comes into your mind that it's the ideal Joshua for Parashas Bamidbar. Right? So you have to file it. You got to file it in Parashas Bamidbar. This is a mitzias. It's also in everything, academia. It's a mitzia. An aveda is something that you've lost and you're searching for. I know that I've walked down this street. So if I just retrace my footsteps, I will find it. I once had a miracle. I once lost my watch, and I was very disturbed. So I actually retraced my footsteps. What? You have to say the nusach. I have it in my wallet. I call the cheska sumin ad. Here, I even have here my wallet. Here, you see? I got it in my wallet.
You lose your wallet.
Omer Yamin, I call the cheska sumin ad sha kodesh baruch hu meir einayim in meir esayim minahocha vayivkach elokim esayinach. Last week's parasha. This would have been a good topic for last week. You know who gave this to me? The cleaners. The cleaners, they gave this to me. I guess they lose everyone's clothing. Okay, but the mitzvah says if you lose something, you retrace your footsteps. So that is a mahalich. But a mitzvah is something you don't expect. You don't have any expectation to find what you're looking for. No. The pasuk here says it twice. It's possible when it comes to chokhmah, when it comes to wisdom, it's not something which a person can prepare, a mahalik can prepare an approach to master knowledge. If you master knowledge, it's a gift. It's a mitziah. For easiest kol maser lekim ki lo yuchal adam limtzo. It's not possible for a person to find a mitziah. A mitziah by nature, by definition, means something which comes to you out of the unexpected. And that's how it's described. Knowledge is something which you can't limtso. As hamasa asher nasa, to understand the nature of the world, and nas tachas hashamesh. Bishel, even if asher yamal ha'odam levakesh, to seek it, v'lo yimtso. That's not what a mitziah is. You're not going to find it. Exactly. Three times. Okay, so really in this, the word limso is mentioned here in the pasuk three times in reference to das. There's bikesh, there's das, and there is just in lo yuchal ha'adam limso. We say it's kol maslo kim lo yuchal limso. Just first says lo yuchal. Again, one more time. Lo yuchal asher yamal levakesh. You're unable. Number two, even if you are yamal levakesh, you toil to seek. And even if you are yoimar lodas, three different attempts to acquire knowledge. People think that it's within their hands. It's within their ability. That's not so. Even if you will toil to seek, it's not within your ability. And even if you will say that you will attempt to understand, the Chacham will say, Lodas, lo yuchal limtso. Knowledge is a mitzia, is not something you can seek. It comes to you. And that's what the pasuk here says about wisdom. Now let's see Rashi pasuk Yud Zayin. Eis kol ha'maaseh Elokim shemosar librios. All of the creations, all of the things that the gifts that Hashem has bestowed upon this world. Ki lo yuchal adam limso ein habrios yicholim la'amoid al soif darkoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here Rashi very clearly is going back to pasuk Yud Aleph. It appears that Rashi is not learning like. Rashi is not learning like the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas didn't really explain the deeper meaning of what we're looking for. He just said that a person was not going to be able to succeed in finding what he's looking for in seemingly knowledge, and therefore he has to realize he has to have simcha. But here Rashi says that we're dealing over here with understanding. It's impossible in Hebrews. Yecholim la'amod al seif darko shelak l'shparchu maschar kol hamasim shenase tachas hashemesh. The reward for good deeds. Sheroyin rishoim matzlichim. People see all the time that wicked people are successful. Betzadikim yardim and tzadikim they descend. So obviously it's impossible to understand why that is so, why it is so that tzadik v'ra'le rosh v'tov loy ba'asher b'shel asher yamol adam levakesh b'shvil. The word b'shel according to Rashi means b'shvil asher ro'isi harbe amelim. I've seen, because I've seen many people toil levakesh v'limtsoi esayf hamida v'einon yuchaylin and are unsuccessful. So according to Rashi, Rashi is telling us the second part of the pasuk is coming to explain. According to Rashi, Shlomo HaMelech is saying that I have seen there were many people out there in the world that have done this. According to the Mitzudos and the similar reading of the pasuk, b'shel asher yamol, which it's really it's theoretical. Even if a person would try to toil to seek wisdom, he would be unsuccessful. According to Rashi, it's not a theoretical idea. It's a statement. It's a fact. I have seen in my lifetime there are people out there that thought that they could delve into Hashem's ways and come to a full understanding of tzaddik v'ra'le rasha v'tovlo. I've seen yamol ha'adam. I guess he's learning the word yamol in the past tense. It's the future tense, but the future tense sometimes is applied to the past. Yamol ha'adam levakesh v'lo yimtso. I've seen people who have toiled to understand Hashem's ways, Sadik Viralev Rasha Vitavlo, Velo Yimsa. Therefore, from them I realized the beginning of the Pasuk that it is impossible. It is impossible Lo Yuchal Ha'odam Limsa Samase. If these people who I have observed have failed, there's no one in the world that will ever succeed in this mission. Then the next words are Vigam, the third part of the Pasuk according to Rashi, Vigam. Even if a wise man who does possess knowledge, lo yuchal, even if you will find exceptional people who are called chachamim, they also will fail. And here he quotes the pasuk from Moshe Rabbeinu, she'arei Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom lo yomar al hadavar. Even he did not know Hashem's ways. He made a request, Hakadosh Baruch Hu hodieni no esder achecha, but Hashem said to him, v'reisa esachorai ufonai lo yeru. So even Moshe Rabbeinu, who is called the chacham, he called Adam, was unable to fathom Hashem's ways. Let's see the target. I have seen all of the deeds, the Ovad Gevurte, I've seen all of the mighty deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Targum over here is adding in the word Gevurte into the word Maaseh. Maaseh doesn't just mean the deeds of Hashem, it means Hashem's mighty deeds. And what have I seen about it? Arum Dechilhu, they're awesome. Okay, so here we're describing Hashem's awesome deeds. According to the Medrash, we'll see in a few moments, we're really referring over here to Maaseh Bereishis. Okay, but let's say the Targum doesn't say, it just says, I've seen Hashem's mighty deeds that are awesome. V'les le'rishu le'enosh le'ashkocho, and man, human beings, do not have permission. Okay, I'm not exactly sure why he had to, but the significance of that is there's no permission. Yos Ovod Givurte de Hashem Isabed Ba'omohodain Tukhoshimsha, and man does not have permission to discover the awesome deeds that Hashem does in this world. Kad means when Yitrach Enosh L'misba, when a person toils Mad Asid L'mheve, when a person toils to seek what will be in the future, whole new interpretation, v'lo yishkach, and he will not find. A person will be unsuccessful in predicting what will happen in the future. V'af imimar givar chakim yatir, even if a very wise man would say b'meimro in his words, l'mindo, to know that he claims to know ma'da asid l'mhevei b'sof yomayo, it's a lie. It's not true. The less lay rishul mishkach, he does not have permission to discover. So according to the parish of the Targum, it's an entirely new interpretation over here. Basically what it's saying over here is that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has hidden Hashem's ways, the Maaseh Elokim, the awesome deeds Hashem has done in the past, Maaseh Bereishis, what Hashem has done in the past, that's similarly what he's saying, the Maaseh Gevurte, creation, and Hashem also has denied man the ability to know what's going to happen in the future. So we read the pasuk again, I've taken a look at all of the awesome deeds of creation, and I've come to the realization that a person has no understanding of what happened, how Hashem created the world, what existed before the world was here, and how Hashem created the world. And from that I also come to realize, Bishel Asher Yamol Ha'odam Levakesh, if he will seek to know the future, what's going to be, v'lo yimso, he will fail. V'gam im yomar hechacham, even if a wise man, ezehu chacham, haroye es hanoilat, so we would think that a chacham would be exceptional, he would be able to know what's going to happen in the future. Lo das, guess what? Lo yuchalim, so he also will not be able to know the future. Why? Because the Rashi here, so the Targum here says twice, in the beginning, at the end, because les lay rishu, because he does not have permission to understand. So bottom line, we take away from this pasuk 3, Mahalchim, Mitzudos, Rashi, and the Targum. According to the Mitzudos, the pasuk here is describing Simcha. The pasuk here is simply describing that a person, he will seek to understand the ways of the world, to understand Chochmah, whether it's Chochmah of the Torah, or Chachma, or Chachma Chitzonios. The world is a place of Mole Chachma. Tachlis Haidia Sheneda, Sheloi Neda. It is a mission, it is a goal, which is impossible to achieve, and it brings nothing other than frustration. Therefore, according to Mitzudos, it is essential for a person who desires Chachma to have in his life Simcha, to go on a vacation, to eat well, to drink well, to enjoy his life, to go back to what it says in the previous pasuk, v'shibachti ani es ha-simcha. According to the parish of Rashi, the pasuk is telling us that a person will never understand the concept of tzaddik v'raloi rasha v'toivloi. The pasuk is not just going back to pasuk tes vav, it's going back to pasuk yudalid, which discussed the theme of tzaddik v'raloi rasha v'toivloi. It's not discussing simcha, and a person should never fathom that he can understand this. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chacham Mikol Adam, even he who said to Hashem, Hodiyeni Noster Achecha, was denied this knowledge. And finally, according to the Targum, the Pasuk is not discussing knowledge, it's not discussing Tzadik V'Raloi, it's discussing to understand Mal Lifnim U'Mal Le'achar, what happened before the world was created, and what will happen in the future. To understand the Maisei Gevurta, the awesome deeds of Hashem, seemingly in Maisei Bereishis, and it's impossible to know what's going to happen in the future, and even if a person claims he can predict the future, he is making a big mistake. There is, he has no, not that the future is not known, it's he does not have.
I think future is referring to Acharis
Hayom. Well, it's, he doesn't.
Parallels
Maisei Bereishis. But the Targum, see, I just, the Targum doesn't explicitly say Maisei Bereishis. The Targum just says the awesome deeds that have happened. I'm assuming it refers to Maisei Bereishis, because what else is called the awesome deeds? The Chazeis and Ayos Oyu Oyvod Givorte the Hashem Arum Dechilhu. I've seen the awesome deeds of Hashem that are the mighty deeds that are awesome. Seemingly, it's referring to Maisei Bereishis. The Leslim Shulenosh La Ashkocha. Yos oivad gevurte da Hashem de sabe bal mahadin choshimsha, and then he goes on to say, and if a person wants to go with the future, he's also not going to be able to see. So it's very different in Rashi and the Mitzudos.
The biggest Rishyainis, let's say, is tzadik
v'raloi,
and why something happened. And we have a lot of these so-called gedolim. What are we saying?
Okay. Let's not get into politics. Okay. Let's not. Okay. Three mahalchim. Three very different approaches to understand this pasuk.
Do you think the Targum might be teaching Lo Yuchal has permission?
Yes, lo yuchal, you do not have permission, or lo yuchal, you're unable. At the end of it says, let's lay ein lo rishus. Let's lay rishu lemishkach. What did the Targum says? Kad yitrach. If a person troubles, that's the amol. Enosh lemispa, to know, to seek. That's yivakesh. Ma da sid lemhevel v'lo yishkach. V'afim yemar gevar hakim yatir. The nemra lemindar. Yeah, it seems the word lo yuchal he translates as lo yuchal means he has no permission. So that's a whole different connotation. It means the future is there. The future is there. It's just that you don't have permission to see what's going on in the future.
Or it means you don't have permission to tell.
You don't have permission to tell?
I doesn't.
It says limso limishkach. It says limishkach means to find.
Of teaching certain things in public.
Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava. Okay, but okay, so this is. To reveal. Yeah.
That's going to happen. I'm not familiar.
Okay, a few. Okay, so this is the basic mahalach. Now let's just see some short ideas. Okay, over here in the Talumos Chachma, he has a very beautiful idea. He says he's different than the Mitzudos and Rashi and the Targum. He explains that we're continuing the theme of Tzadik Virala Rosha V'Toivloi, and he says, don't be so frustrated. Don't be so religious. Don't think that a person. Some people they have to understand. They have to understand why bad things happen to good people. So Shlomo Melech is telling you, tell me, do you understand physics? Do you understand chemistry? Do you understand mathematics? Do you know how this physical world works? Can you explain to me everything that's happening in science? You can't. You don't understand why, how the world works. There's no one today no one today that understands every single, that understands, even understands everything, or anything for that matter. The same way you acknowledge you lack understanding in the physical world, you should realize that you don't understand how things work in the spiritual world. It's something that a person can relate to. People have a tendency to think that in the spiritual world, they are the balabatim. They are the masters. They know and understand everything, and if they don't understand everything, the complaint is directed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. Shlomo says, who are you fooling? You're such a chacham. Explain to me why the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Explain to me. Explain to me the way a person's body works. Why he has to go to sleep, why he wakes up, why when he eats this thing he gets an allergic reaction, and why when he eats this he feels one way. You can't. That's what the positive is. He has called Masi Elokim. I've seen all of the physical, the Masi is the physical actions, mitzias. Ki lo yuchal adam limso es hamas asher nasa tachas hashemesh. There's no human being that can relate to what's taking place, to can explain, understand, comprehend the depth of knowledge and chachma that is present in the physical world. B'shel, even if a person asher yamol adam l'vake yeshiv lo yimso, v'gamim yavei chacham lo das, even if the wise men will tell you, I know, you go to a convention and someone will address an audience and explain to them what exactly is going on in this world. Well, you chalim so, it's nonsense. No one really knows the way the world works. Use this as a springboard to recognize al achas kama v'kama. In the world of ruchnius, it is impossible for a person to understand how Hashem conducts his world with the rules of schar ve'oinish. This is what it says in Talumas Chochma. Okay, now another idea. Which is similar is, it is really the same. It's the same, just an elaboration upon what the Mitzudo says, is that a person does not know esamaseh refers to maaseh bereishis, and when it says yam levakesh chokhma, the end of the pasuk v'gam im yomer hechacham lodas, that refers to the chokhma of Torah, chokhmas ha'olam, or chokhmas ha'Torah. I'm sorry. This is how he explains it. If a person wants to know ma'aseh bereishis, v'ra'isi es kol ma'aseh Elokim, I've contemplated ma'aseh the parsha bereishis, and I have a desire to understand how Hashem created the world. I've come to the realization that if I don't know the chokhma in the world that has been put into the world after Ma'aseh Bereishis, how then can I be so foolish to think I can comprehend Ma'aseh Bereishis? In other words, he's saying, like people, like scientists say, they know how the world was created. The Big Bang Theory. This knowledge, we know how the world came into existence. Shlomo is saying, you can only suggest that you understand the way the world came into existence if you understand all of the chachma that exists after the world came into existence. If you can explain to me every single thing that exists in this world now, after we are here for 6,000 years, almost 6,000 years, okay, you have the full body of knowledge, so maybe now there's a possibility you can understand how the world came into existence. But if you don't know even the chokhmah, the basics of what is present in the physical world today, how dare you think you have the knowledge to understand what came before Ma'aseh Bereishis? Ma'aseh Bereishis is at least as complicated as what the chokhmah that is in the world after Ma'aseh Bereishis. And if you don't possess the chokhmah of what's in the world after Ma'aseh Bereishis, it's foolish to think that you have the chokhmah to understand what happened to bring about Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's a very interesting idea. That's a whole new way of looking at people who tell you they know how the world evolved. If you don't even know what's going on today, you can't explain to the global warming. If you can't get your finger on global warming, that means you don't really understand the world today. You don't understand, is there global warming, is it not global warming? How does the world really work? If you don't even know how the world works today, so who gives you the chutzpah to think that you knew what came before the world and how the world came into existence? Okay, this is the two ideas that he presents over here. Now we go on to the next parak. Parak tes. Now parak tes not necessarily new parak. These parak were broken up by the Christians. It's not muchach that the next pasuk is a new theme. And in your sefer, is there a parasamach? Is there a parasamach in the beginning of parak tes?
No.
It's a continuous stream. Ki es kol zenasati el libi. It's really very. It's a continuation. All of this I have applied to my heart. V'lavur, and I have made an attempt to clarify es kol ze, the following. What have I applied to my heart and attempt to clarify? Asher hatzadikim v'hachachamim v'avodehem. Three terms. Three very complex words. Tzadikim, Chachomim, and their servants. What's the difference between the three? We'll see in a moment. B'yad hu Elokim, they are in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam Ahava, Gam Sina, love and hate. Ein Yoidea Ha'adam, man has no true understanding of these matters. Hakol Lifnehem, all is before them. It's a very vague pasuk. Now let's see. It's a lot going on. There's some very nice things he has here in the Oitzah Midrashim, in the Likut. We'll come to that in a moment. But let's first see the pshat. A pasuk Alpha the Mitzudah Stavit. Kies Kol Zeh. So the first question over here is, what is Zeh? Every time it says the word Zeh in Sefer Koheles, you get dizzy. You get dizzy. Zeh what? Are we referring to what following, or are we referring to something we've mentioned previously? Right? You get that, it's always like that. You'll always see a machlekes, Rashi, and the Mitzudas in the Targum. What is Zeh? Or sometimes it's none of the above. It's something new which we assume that you understand on your own. But the Mitzudas says we're referring to Ha'amur Lemala, what we said in the past, above. We're going backwards. Obviously, according to the Mitzudas David, there should not be a chapter break. Obviously, he's telling you, Ha'amur Lemala, this Pasuk Tes is a continuation, Perek Tes is a direct continuation of what it said in the previous Pasuk. Sabdi Elibi, I've applied to my heart, Ulevara Mimenu Es Kol Zeh, Asher, I've attempted everything I've mentioned in the past. The fact that a human being cannot comprehend the way that the world works, I've tried to clarify Mimenu through it, Es Kol Zeh, Asher, now what is this? Asher hatzadikim v'hachachamim atzmam u'ma'aseihem, the tzadikim and the chachamim. Notice here, he leaves out here the servants. Okay, what happened to the servants? U'ma'aseihem. So it seems he wants to assume va'avodehem means avoda. Avoda, a very fascinating translation from the Mitzvah Stavit. Va'avodehem does not mean a servant. It means
is the command of the
Balabais. So he takes it even more literally, and he says the word va'avodehem means, look at the Mitzudot Sinir, he explicitly says it means ma'asehem. Okay, so there are only two different categories of people mentioned here in this pasuk. There are tzadikim, there are chachamim, and there are their deeds. Asher yasu hakol heima biyad hu elokim. Now here he's saying something which is very shocking and very difficult from a hashkafic point of view, challenging the theme of bechira chofshes. And a lot of the midrashim also, they touch upon this. Veheim einam sholtim loy be'atzmam v'loy be'ma'aseyem. People have very little control over their deeds. And that sounds almost like a little bit bordering on apikorsis, to say that a person, this is what the goyim say, the sinners say, that we are forced. A person is born with a predisposition to do certain things. We're mukhrochim. We're forced to do sin, to do averos. We're forced to do good deeds, and therefore a person should not be punished for his wrongdoings. This is his nature. A person is born with an evil nature, so what do you expect from him? So he's touching upon that. He's saying that there is some truth to this. That many people, that tzaddikim and chachamim, they have a predisposition to do certain things. They're not fully in control. Gam ahava, afilu ahava, even the love. Sh'oyavim esmi, the love that the people who they love, gam hasina shesoinim esmi, who they hate, ein ha'odam yoidea mahu hasiba, a person does not really know, cannot really define the nature, hakol lifnehem, Gesundheit, kol ele nigzam in hashamayim lefnei ba'am.
It's very important.
Okay, no, no. So you have to understand, this is going back, you have to understand that according to some interpretations, he's coming to reject all this. All of this, he's going to say, is, or he said in the past, is hevel. Is, okay, there are different approaches. He's not, at this point, he's not being clear. He's not being clear. See, is Shlomo say, is setting us up this idea to reject it, or has he already rejected it, or is he just quoting what people believe, falsely believe, or is he saying that no, there is truth to it. There is truth to it. So I don't have all the details, but it appears all of these things are correct. That in the previous psukim, he included Shagam ze hovel. Okay, you go back to pasuk yudalit when he focuses on yesh hevel asher nasa al aretz asher yesh adikim asher magielim kmasi harishim yesh rishim shemagielim kmasi atzding amarti shagam ze hovel. What is shagam ze hovel? Those words at the end of pasuk tezvav, pasuk yudalit, is going on everything that follows. Shagam ze hovel. That's hovel. It's that Shagamz is going on the future. This that I'm about to read to you in the next number of psukim is Hevel. So this idea, according to one approach, is being rejected with what it said back in Pasuk Yudalit. But the psukim are obviously not in order. You have to go back and forth. So it gets a little bit complicated. But yeah.
Fit into the whole theme almost of Kohelet. I mean, a few weeks ago we were talking about you can't overcome your yetzer unless Hashem helps you.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, and you can't, and under the Shemesh for the nations, everything is Hevel. They have no control. It's only because of our faith in Hashem and the special place that Am Yisrael has that we're able to overcome these things. This pasuk is like talking about the way the world is, right?
Yeah.
If you do not overcome,
in economy, so this is the default. Yeah. But Hashem has given man the ability to overcome it.
Right.
This is it's a very complicated pasuk. One approach is exactly like what you're saying. This may just be this is the default. But Hashem has given a human being the ability to overcome it. And the other, also, what Shlomo here is doing, he's coming, this has been already rejected back in Pasuk Yudalit. Shagam ze hevel. Everything now that I'm going to tell you is hevel. What is one of the havam? It's not true. What is one of the big lies of this world? That a person is a muchrach. Some want to learn that is the pshat in the Pasuk. That's by Agag. It says that when Shaul failed to kill Agag, and Shmuel comes to Shaul and says to Shaul, why did you not kill Agag? So he says, I was waiting for you, whatever the answer is. And then it says, Shmuel, he brought out Agag in, in chains. I think, Bemadanim. He brought him out in chains and he executed him, he killed him. So there the commentators, they elaborate, what is the significance that he brought him out in chains? He came out in chains. So some of the commentators explain that when Shaul, that Agag came out to Shmuel to be executed, he says, I don't deserve to die. I'm a muchrach. I don't have free will. Everything that happens in life is against your will. I, the king of Amalek, I was born with a predisposition to do evil. That's how I was born. I hate this world. I want to destroy the world. That's the way Hashem made me. And you can't hold me responsible for my actions. He came out showing Shmuel, look, I have chains. You've tied me up. The same way you have tied or put chains around my arm to prevent me from running away, I'm forced, I can't flee. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me into this world in a situation where I'm chained, I'm locked into a certain path. This is the deeper meaning of what it means that he was taken out of Bimadanim. Shmuel said it's Sheker. Such an approach to life is Sheker. Hashem did not create a person to bring upon him suffering. Hashem gave every single person on their level free will. No one is a muchrach. Here the pasuk on a very similar level is saying over here that a person is a muchrach. I've applied myself to understand this idea. I've clarified the matter. Asher hatzadikim v'hachachamim v'avodehem, and their deeds biyad ha'elokim are predetermined. Even love and hate, gam ava, gam sina, ein yodeh ha'odam, a person that cannot tell you why he loves to do this, why he hates to do this, hakol lifneim, it's already been predetermined. Lifnei hatza, hakol lifneim, according to the Mitzudos.
It doesn't mean that. It says,
look what the Mitzudos says.
I'm saying, he says, ein ha'odam yodeh ma'ahu ha'siba.
He doesn't know the... Yeah.
He does good things, he does bad things, but he doesn't know why he's doing it.
Look what it says.
He's doing it.
Okay, look what it says. Hakol lefneim kol eilid nigzar min hashamayim lefnei boar.
Right. Hashem knows what's going to be, and Hashem gives you the braver, and you have the choice, but still Hashem knows what's going to happen. This is the whole shayla. What does braver mean? It means that...
Okay. I hear what you're saying. It's a very common. Let me try to elaborate with a perush called the Talumos Chachma. He quotes it over here very often. A Kadmon. I do not know who this is. This the Oitzer Midrashim. He has a likud of the Farshim on the bottom, and he has a sefer called the Talumos Chachma. And he's you have it in your sefer also. So he says over here something fascinating. He says over here when it says Ahava. Okay, let's see. We said oh, so that's the Nesivos. The Nesivos, right? The Nesivos Samishpat. He wrote a number of Svarim. He wrote on every Sefer Tanakh, I think he wrote a Sefer. So this one, what he wrote on Sefer Koheles. He has a very big Darshan. Okay, so here he wrote a Haggadah, a very popular Haggadah. So here he writes as follows. He says that when it says here, when it says here the Ahava, everything is already been given over to the Tzadikim and the Chachamim and the Gam Avdehem. He translates the word Avdehem as the Yetzer Hara. Okay, the Tzadikim. Okay, those the Chachamim. I guess he's referring to. He doesn't translate who the Chachamim are. The Va'avodehem and their Yetzer Hara. The Yad Hu Elokim. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces you to do an Avera. For example, Gam Ava. What are we referring to? The Ahava of Yehuda and Tamar, David and Bathsheba. It was an Ahava that was beyond their control. Yehuda, he says, was forced to be nichshol to sin with.
It wasn't beyond their control. They didn't understand why they.
They did it, right? They did the wrong thing.
They were involved and
they did something which Chazal are critical of. Kol Oimer, David, his entire life did shuva for the chait of Bathsheba. So David could not control himself. She was a shayla of an eshes ish, whether she was or whether she wasn't. It wasn't the proper thing to do. He should have waited a little bit. So it says it was beyond his control. This ahava, he saw Bathsheba, he wanted to be with her. Yehuda and Tamar. What Yehuda, he couldn't control himself. The answer is, that's right, it was beyond his control. What about Sinah? What about Sinah? Who is Sinah referring to? The Shvatim, the Shifteikah, the children of Yaakov had such hatred for their brother, Atkadekach, that they sold him as a slave? Who would do that today? We all see there are family feuds, but we don't see people selling their brother as a slave, kidnapping their brother and selling them as a slave in the slave market. How is it shaykh that the Shifteikah would sell their own brother? The Ahava and the Sinah, Ein Yodea Lev HaAdam, These things are not, are beyond a person's control. Hakol lifneihem, it's already been decided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is an interpretation of the Nesivos, the Talumos Chochma, which pretty much is supporting the idea, taking the pasuk at face value, similar to what the Mitzudos has explained, but he adds a little bit more elaboration. The main point, main addition is he says the word va'avodehem is a negative term. It doesn't just mean their deeds. It means their sins. And we're focusing hard. The pasuk is coming to elaborate and giving us sins that sometimes a person sins either due to excessive love or a sin due to excessive hate. For example, Yehuda v'Tamar, David and Bathsheba, or the Shvatim with the Shvatim. This was sins of hate. It's illogical, it's irrational that a person would be pushed to the extreme to do these averos. The answer is, that's right. There are certain things in this world that are meant to be, that are bashert, ha'kol lifnehem. It already was nigzar before they did it, before they came into this world, that these sins would have to happen.
Interesting, it says love, so this was genuine love. Not that they love themselves.
The mitzvah does not go to the extreme. The mitzvah just says generally the person doesn't understand why he loves. Why did he want to marry this girl? Why did he want to go marry that girl?
We know that.
So exactly, Hakol, because it was predetermined. Hakol lifneim. That's exactly what it says. Hakol lifneim. Hashem put a machshava that you want this particular person. Why do you hate? Why do you fight with this person? What did he do to you? He really did something. He did something worse to you than someone else. This other person is a much bigger rasha. So him you buddy buddy, and him you hate him. You don't understand. There's something Hakol lifneim. There are things that come before. But there was nigzar. Why a person will have excessive love and hate. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi is
Bathsheba, I understand.
Yeah.
He would have told us Tamar. He thought Tamar was she. He thought she was a Zionist. So where, how do you apply a have a love himself?
Okay, so fine, he loved himself. Very good. He loved, like, yes, in a sheikh. When a person sees a pretty girl, why do you like her? Do you love her? Or you love yourself? You love yourself because you want to satisfy your Yetzihara, so you want to marry her. Because it's not coming out of love for her, it's coming out of love for yourself. Okay, so fine.
What you're saying is right. What the Bar Panel mentions about the Maisi, the Tomar, is that he sent her away. So he could have left it. Adi Dal Shelo Bani. Why did he send her away?
Yeah.
Because he said he knew, because of his own feelings towards her, that if Shayla, she would grow up in a house where Shayla was a boy, he wouldn't be able to control himself
until
he was old enough to do it, and he would make him go astray. So he wanted to get her out of the house so he can grow up like a normal kid and not be enticed by her being around all the time.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
So now the other, let's see Rashi. Rashi says it's a little different. Rashi v'lovur means ulivarer, to clarify, es kol zeh. All of this beirarti v'hivchanti, I have analyzed. Asher hatzadikim v'hachachamim v'avodehem biyad holokim. Now he does not translate the word v'avodehem. He is leaving that word blank. Just says, so it can either mean their deeds, like the mitzudos, or it can mean their servants. Yeah. Most of the commentators say it means their servants, refers to their students. Their students, simpler. Now that's a very big chiddush. And in fact, this pasuk, if you're going to translate a student, this is a very big chiddush lahalacha. A student is, we're using here the word avodehem. From here we learn the degree of honor and respect a student has to have for his teacher, that's for a tzaddik. One can argue that, right, you're a tzaddik. So just because you're a tzaddik does not mean I have to go take off your shoes. Doesn't mean that I have to go and provide you with food and drink. The Torah said, "V'adarta p'nei zaken." We'll walk in the room. I'll stand up. You're not my father. Torah says, "Ish imo v'aviv tirahu kaved es avich v'yasimecha." So a parent, you give honor. A parent, you give kavod. To a rebbe, you give a little hadar. V'adarta doesn't mean I have to take off your shoes. Doesn't mean I have to serve you meals. Doesn't mean I have to give you extreme degree of respect. This pasuk, some of the commentators, they actually say this. Here you learn the very big chiddush. Here we're dealing with tzaddikim, and we're dealing with chachamim, and we assume here the chachamah talmidei chachamim, and the tzaddikim refers to even a person that's not a talmid chacham, but a person who is recognized as being a tzaddik. Meaning a person that has ma'asim tovim, he was oimid b'nisoyin. So those people who are beneath them are literally slaves. And that means there are services that the students have to do for these people in respect and recognition of the greatness of these people. That's a very bechidish. We don't have that problem or that idea according to the Mitzudos, because the Mitzudos just says it means their deeds, and according to the Talmud Chacham it means their Yetzer Hara. Yeah, right there.
Yes. I want to disagree.
Really?
Shlomo HaMelech wrote this.
Yes.
Six times, right?
Yes.
Who was the tzaddikim? You think he meant the guys who were sitting all day learning there in the basement?
Why not? Why not?
What were they sitting and learning?
Whatever they were. David said, David said that I wanted to go, I would walk out of the palace and I would want to go and see what's doing in the city, and before I realized, my feet took me to the Beis Medrash. So what did David learn in the Beis Medrash? What? Explain the difference. A tzaddik doesn't mean he's knowledgeable. It means that he was oimid bin isoya. A person, a Baal Musar. The people, the Baal Musar, they go, they spoiled us. Okay.
It doesn't necessarily refer to Jewish people. It refers to the world.
Eino chanami.
Means tzedek, a person who is righteous.
Okay, okay.
Halacha means a person who is a
dignified member of society.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a tzedek.
Okay, eino chanami.
Avodin is talking to people who run after their passions.
Ordinary people.
They don't think
you're a shamish. I am part of fine. That's
can
fun.
I tell you what you mentioned the deceivers. Yeah. The deceivers says on the Maisa Egel.
Yeah.
He says that what happens to a person, sometimes we see some people go off the derech for various times. Because there are some people who everybody's given a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. So basically, as Jews, we know we all have this guilty conscience that keeps us on the straight and narrow. That's what God gives us. The fact is that every time when somebody is very great and reaches such a spiritual level, he attains that level, God wants to see if he can handle not having the guilty conscience and turns off the switch. And that's what happened by Maisa Egel. That's what happened. He says, he gives the whole story of Elisha ben Avuya. It's like about a 5-6 page by Torah on the Egel. No, the Nesiva Shal. The Nesiva says it on the Egel. He says he turns certain people, every once in a while he turns off the switch. And that's where you see the tragedies go on. God says, I'm going to give him a shot. I think I could trust him not to do anything wrong, even if I take away his guilty conscience.
Wow.
And it doesn't work. That's what happened to the Jews after they saw. They saw the Kisei HaKavod. So he said, okay, I could turn off the switch. Elisha ben Avuya was such a gadol, I could turn off the switch. It didn't work. That's the way he interpreted it.
Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi.
They're not necessarily to me.
Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi does say Talmidim. Like this. It's called Zeh. Birarti v'chanti asher tzadikim v'hachachamim v'avodeyim b'yad Elokim. What does it mean, b'yad Elokim? Rashi is learning not like the Mitzudos. Again, the Mitzudos says everything is bashert. A person, it's a very negative approach to life, that everything is predetermined to some degree. Here, it's not what it says. It means who? Just the opposite. That nothing is predetermined. A person is assisted. Hashem provides who oizram v'hu shoiftam k'dei lehativam be'acharisam. I have clarified. After analyzing tzaddik v'ra loy rasha v'tov lo, that the truth is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is continuously assisting and punishing people in order that they should, for their ultimate good. He helps them get through this world. At times he punishes them. For what purpose? In order they should learn from their suffering. There should be a silver lining in their suffering for their good. That's my conclusion. Now then he comes to clarify when it says the word va'avodehem, don't make a mistake and think it means their deeds, like the Mitzudos. It means him talmidehem. It means their servants. Ham misham sheyem, the people that serve them, they're in 21st century, they're fans, right? They're fans. The people who give them likes, they're followers. They're fans and they're followers. And talmidim beholchei or choysam, they're following gam ahava gam sina ein yodim shor habrios. Now here's a whole very very new deep idea. Ein yodim shor habrios ve'ein makirim losei slei b'ma yehavu lamakim uv'ma heim sinuim. The way the art scroll explains this is, he explains this, and it could be from other commentators, but it really fits into Rashi, is that when a person has a good day, an ordinary person. Oh, today was a great day. Everything went my way. I went out, the train came right away. I went to work, I made a great business, great deal, and lunch was great, and everything just worked out wonderfully. Why was the day such a good day? You come home and you sit back. Is it because Hashem is happy with me? I'm a good person. I gave tzedakah. I do mitzvahs. I learned the daf yomi. I'm a good person. Hashem is trying to smile at me. So He assisted me. Everything just happened to work out. Or maybe Hashem is angry at me. I didn't give enough tzedakah. I didn't learn with enough hasmada. I said a little lashon hara. I made a joke. So Hashem wants to pay me off in this world in order to deny me reward in the next world. And this is a real problem. A person, things go well for a person, you really don't know what to make of it. Is this reward? Hashem is encouraging me? Or is Hashem punishing me by being good to me now? Or just the opposite, a person has a hard day. Is Hashem punishing me? He's trying to show you better correct your way. I'm giving you a little sign that the mahalach you're on is not a proper derech. Or maybe Hashem is punishing me in this world in order to cleanse my neshama for the next world. This is one of the most frustrating things that exists in this world. You don't know how to interpret the way Hashem deals with you. Unless, now no one can say this about themselves, unless you're a tzaddik. Unless you're a tzaddik, Rashi goes on to say, Hakol lifneihem, Hakol lifneihem, which I'm assuming this is what it means, lifnei hatzaddikim v'hachachamim, but the ones that do understand, I don't really know what this means according to Rashi. Hakol lifneihem, before the tzaddikim and the chachamim, they do know what to make of an event.
Yeah, look at the Sisi Chachamim.
That's what explains it? I don't have it in front of you.
The Sisi Chachamim says that Rashi had a question. We're talking about tzaddikim and chachamim, and suddenly you're flipping over to Ahava and
Sisi. Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Because those are the people that are not tzaddikim.
That applies to the non-tzaddikim.
Non-tzaddikim. So they don't know what to make.
What you're saying, okay, is that the tzaddikim understand. Or they don't,
right,
they don't run after the sinai habit. What they do is they think, or they do what, they don't go after their emotions.
So ahava, so he ahava according to the perush, ahava means when Hashem is good to them, they don't know if it's a sign of ahava. When Hashem is good to them, they cannot make the determination if this is a sign of ahava, or maybe this is a sign of punishment. And when Hashem is angry, they do not know what to make of it. But the tzaddikim, they fully understand Hashem's ways. They know this is, Hashem is smiling at me. And this happened to me because Hashem is upset. He wants me to change gears, to do something different. And okay, that's a very interesting interpretation. So one more time, according to Rashi, it's called Zeh Nosati, as Elie Volovo is called Zeh. After I've analyzed Tzaddik, Virali, Rosh, and Vitovel, I've come to the conclusion that you don't have to worry. Don't worry just because a person is suffering. Tzaddik v'raloi, it's for his best. A person is in the hands of Hashem. Hashem is helping him. Hashem is punishing him in order that it should be good for him at the very end. But if you're not from the tzaddikim and the chachamim and those that are the followers of the tzaddikim and the chachamim, then you're right. Then you're living a life. You're living a life in the dark. Gam ahava, gam sinah. Ein yoideya ha'odam. Man, ha'odam, it fits very well. We learned before that whenever you have the word odam with the hey ha'idiyah, it refers to the umos ha'olam. The umos ha'olam, they have no understanding of when something happens. What is the message? But the tzaddikim, hakol lifneihem, they have a life of simplicity because they know how to interpret HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manhago with mankind. Okay, let's see the parish of the Targum Pasuk Aleph, Arum. Arum, because Yos Kol Dein Yehavis Alibi, I have taken all this to heart. Ule Mivlash Yos Kol Dein. The word Ule Mivlash is the translation of the word Livorer, clarification. Yos Kol Dein, what? What have I come to clarify and to fully comprehend? That so clearly we learned that the Targum is following the parish of Rashi, that the word avodehem means students, does not mean their deeds. Here is something which is a little bit different, which they apply to study Torah. they give themselves over. The fact that the tzaddikim and the chachamim and their students, they apply themselves to the study, the ulfan oiraisa, misirin bidoda Hashem. And misirin bidoda Hashem, I think it means also the way he translates it as if there's a vav, and they also, they give themselves over to the tzaddikim. Uminei iskazar al kol olmo. And from them, and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is decreed upon the entire world, kol ma dihei v'yoymei hoin, everything that will happen in their lifetimes, af rechimsa diyir chaminun, that people will love them. Okay, so when it says love, it means that when a person is the recipient of love, af sin asa diyisnei nun, that they are hate. If someone hates the person, givar le nivya, givar, a person, less nivya ba'olma diyinda mo dihei benosho kola, a person is not a prophet to know what's going to be upon man. Min kodem Hashem is kazar limivei kodemei, what Hashem has decreed upon a person. So according to the parish of the Mitzudos, according to the Targum, let's review the pasuk inside. Ki kol zeh nosati yasmi v'lover is kol zeh. Asher hatzadikim v'hachachom v'avodeyem. The Talmid, he translates this very clearly in reference to Talmidei Chachamim. Biyat ho Elokim. They who have given themselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people who give themselves over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything that happens to them is predetermined by, directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKol, the important part of the pasuk is the end of the pasuk. HaKol lifnehem, the word kol means kula bimazola min kodom Hashem. HaKol, you have to put a comma between the word HaKol and the word Lifnehem. HaKol goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens to them is decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very difficult what it means exactly. The way he explains it over here, okay, let me first give two ideas to explain what it appears the Targum is trying to say. First of all, there's a very popular idea to explain the pasuk Poseach es yodecha umaspia l'chol chai rotzon. We say this every single day in Ashrei, three times a day, and according to Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have kavana when you say this pasuk. You have to repeat the pasuk, and some hold you have to repeat the pasuk from that pasuk to the end of Ashrei. What does the word Poseach es yodecha Hashem obuzza b'sein? What?
Three times.
What did I say? Three times a day. So the question, what does this pasuk mean? So there are hundreds of perushim, but one of the simplest perushim is Poseach es yodecha Hashem opens up his sin maspia, and he satisfies l'chol chai parnasa. Satisfaction refers to he gives a person parnasa with rotzon. What does it mean, rotzon? Someone wants to give you parnasa. You can buy a smartphone on Amazon. So why would someone want to walk into your shop and buy an electronical device? If someone is selling life insurance, health insurance, they don't have to come to me. On the avenue, there are 25 vendors that are selling exactly the same product. So why will someone walk into my shop? How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that every single person has parnasa when most people in this world are competing to sell a product which many people offer? The answer is because the customer, he likes you. Your store has a certain appeal. What's the appeal? Maybe it's the location, maybe it's you. For just some reason, he likes. You have two pizza stores. Why do you go to this pizza store, not that pizza store? For some reason, the person, he has rotzoin. He has a will to enter into your shop and to give you the parnasa, to give you the business deal. Hashem is poseach es yodecha umaspia, and he satisfies every living creature with rotzoin, not your rotzoin, with rotzoin from someone else. That someone else will have the rotzoin to give you parnasa, to deal with you when they can easily go to someone else. So that's really what the pasuk over here is saying, is gam avu now. Okay, that's one. Another idea is that Hashem tzilcha, Hashem, what's a pasuk? Hashem al ya Al Yad Yiminecha. Hashem relates to a person the way a person relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Hashem reciprocates and micro manages his Hashkacha Pratis. There's Hashkacha, everything is Bahashkacha Pratis. But sometimes Hashkacha Pratis is just general. It appears to be haphazard. It appears to be in a state of chaos. It's not, it's a contradiction. It's chaos, it's not Hashkacha Pratis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows things just to happen without any cheshbon. But sometimes a person, the Hashkacha Pratis is so bizarre, it's so precise, it's clearly visible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings. So this is what the problem is. The more a person gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more a person has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will micromanage the Hashkacha Pratis, and a person will see Ahava and Sinah. A person will see that good people will want to associate with him, and bad people will want to distance themselves from him. Sometimes you have a bad customer, a customer like you always read in the news about, you have a very chashuv institution, or you have a place of employment, a law firm, and in the news, it's on the headlines, and it goes on for weeks, that this employee committed a crime. He committed a horrible crime. And this goes on for weeks and months and years, and they always, well, where was he working? He was working for this firm. And the firm, the company that it was working for, they're so embarrassed. They're so embarrassed. How could it possibly be that we hired such an employee with such horrible character that did such a terrible thing and has brought such shame to our institution? So it's a mazel. It's a mazel. Had they had good mazel, Hashem would have put a thought of sinner in the mind of the potential employee. I don't want to work for this company. A person comes out of law school, he has an offer from 5 different law firms, and he chooses law firm C. Why didn't he choose law firm A? Because I just don't like the people there. What's wrong with the people there? They're better people. They're people of high quality, of high caliber. Why don't you like them? Because Hashem put in this person a machshava of sinah. I don't want to work with these people in company A. And this turns out to be the ultimate bracha of a company A, because 5 years down the line, this person commits a crime that brings enormous shame and bizoyon upon company C. So company A got lucky. It was a gold mine for company A. Why? Because Hashem put a machshava of sinah in the mind of this employee not to work for company A. So that's what the pasuk says according to the Targum. Hakol pasuk kias called zinasati libi v'lavur is called zeasher. This is the good mazel in this world. That if you're a tzaddik, and if you're a chacham, and if you are avodehim, and you are a student of chachma, biyad hu elokim, and you give yourself over, you devote yourself fully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give yourself over to study his Torah, and to give yourself over, then you're in luck. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate, that will put in the minds of other people in the world different degrees of ratzon. Paseach es yodecha umaspia l'chol chai ratzon. Then gam ahava, the people that will love them, and gam sinna, the people that will hate them, ein yodeha, the person is not going to understand why is it that so-and-so loves me, why is it so-and-so hates me? You want to know why? It's hakol lifnehem, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing you the biggest favor. Hashem is putting you in contact with good people, Hashem is distancing you from bad people. By how? By putting in their minds machshavos, either to come close to you or to distance themselves from you. Mido kenegini, because you have given yourself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two ideas seemingly is what is necessary to understand the deeper meaning of this Targum. Read the Targum again very quickly. Adam Yos Koldain Koldain Yahvis Alibi Vulash Yos Koldain. I've come to the conclusion, here again the words, Ditsa Ditsadikaya, Vihakimaya, Visalmidehon, Now, what about this group, this select group of people? These are unusual people. They the mishtabdin lehoin al isik ulfan oraisa misirun bidor de Hashem. They have given themselves over to the study of Torah and have connected directly to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore, now we read the word. We hear the word. Therefore, uminei iskazar al kol alma. And therefore, it is from him, from HaKadosh, Mimnei means from Hashem. From Hashem it has been decreed, Al Kol Alma, Kol Ma, Dihei, Biyoy Mehon, everything that will now happen to these people in their daytime, in their lifetime, in their days. Af Rechimsa, the love that will be bestowed upon them. Diyir Chaminun, Af Sin Asa, Diyisneinun. Givar, less Nidia Ba'olma, there's no prophet in the world, the Yinda, can explain why it's so. Ma dihei be'enosha kola be'mazola, why it had, these people were subject to a certain mazel. Min kodem Hashem iskazal limhevei kodemeyon. But you know why it's happened? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed this to happen? It's because Hashem has been good to these people. If you associate good people, you're in the right company. You know, people who work for Google, people who got lucky and they got in. Google was a nothing company, and they just got lucky and they work for Google. Look what happened. They became multi-billionaires. They got stock options, and people who turned it down, it's a certain mazel. It's all because that person relates to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's stop over here.